Hey guys, welcome again to the podcast on personality development, and I am your host Aditya Mehta. Well, this episode's name is Magically Balanced, because in this episode I am going to tell you how to manage your work life and personal life, how to gain a balance in it. We all know that at any person's life, he or she has an option to be either in comfort zone or in a stretch zone. Obviously, if you are in a comfort zone, you are going to miss out various opportunities and growth in your life. But at the same time, if you are in a stretch zone, you are working too hard for achieving your goals, but in the process, you are losing your me time, or you are losing the time which you need to spend with your family. So the question over here is, which zone should be chosen by us? Where should we go from here? Well, I will say the third option is the best one, and that is nothing but a Goldilocks zone. This zone is basically about neither too hot nor too cold. So you are neither comforting in this zone, but you are not stretching as well. And that is what we say it as a managed life. Well, the bigger question over here is that, how can we achieve that kind of life? Well, for that I'll tell you that you don't have to worry about it, because I'm going to tell you 7 things which you can implement in your life and make a difference. And I'm telling you this because I have personally implementing these things, and believe me, the results are just fascinating. So let's get started and find out what are these 7 things. Number 1, play to your strengths. You need to know what you can do and what you cannot. There is no need to become the jack of all. If you don't know certain things, don't try to push it. Just delegate that work to an expert. If you try to do all the things, you are probably be frustrated, and at the end of the day, nothing's gonna happen. Number 2, prioritize your time. You need to divide your work into 4 different categories. And those categories are important and urgent. That is the first category. The second category is important and not urgent. Third category, urgent but not important. And the fourth is not urgent and not important. Once you divide it into these categories, it becomes very easy and organized, so that the work can be done in a chronological order. Number 3, know your peaks. If you know that your energy level is at the peak in the morning, anything important should be done at that amount of time. Don't leave important work when you know you are just going to be tired at that time. Like for example, if you think that there is something very much important you need to do in the morning's time, because that is your peak level of energy. So don't just make that work wait until the evening, where you know you're probably going to not so good on that work because you have drained all your energy throughout the day. Number 4, plot some personal time. It's very important during your work life that you find some important time for yourself as life. Like you need to have lunch, or sometimes you just need to hear your music for like 10 minutes, okay, and which is going to be a refreshing amount of time for you. Like you can watch a cricket score, or you can watch news, or anything which you like in those 10 to 15 minutes, so that you can come back to your work in the new form of energy. Number 5, tap into technology. Make sure to use technology at the optimum level. Let technology do your work. There are so many applications like Outlook, Excel, and many more applications to make your work life simpler if you know these things at the fullest level. So make sure that if you don't know them at the fullest level, you need to learn them so that it can make your work life easier. Number 6, manage your time on long-term basis. Now this is very much important because most of the times we probably know about some of the important dates for our family functions, birthdays, marriage anniversaries, and many more such things. But what we don't know is we don't plan for it. So it is better to plan your work accordingly, according to those dates, and you are always available on these situations for your family if you plan it on a long-term basis. So you should know some important dates for your families and plan your work accordingly so that you don't remain occupied on those very important days. Last but not the least, do what you love. At least once in 15 to 20 days, find time for things you love the most to do. For example, if you love shopping, just go for it. If you love movies, just go for it. If you like reading books or novels, just go for it. If you like partying, go for it. So doing things which you love motivates you a lot for further battles to come. So these are the 7 things which can be implemented by us to have a managed life. However, we all have different challenges in life, so it might be difficult to implement all these things. But starting a race is the most important key to finish the race. So try to implement little things and see how the results are coming. So that's it for this episode, guys. See you in the next week with another episode. Make sure to follow or subscribe to my podcast and also follow me on Instagram and like my Facebook page to get the latest updates about the episodes. Links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening.